One good thing I've been working on for the past few weeks is getting some exercise. Exercise in the form of lifting books that all proclaim to offer a new way of eating that will either get you healthy, help you lose weight, or even save your life. I've got a stack right here by my desk. There's the French Don't Diet Plan, 10 Simple Steps to Stay Thin for Life, How to Eat Rich Foods for Effortless Weight Loss and Never Diet Again. Then there's Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. The Ultimate Healthy Eating Plan that still leaves room for chocolate. The Power of Superfoods, 30 Days That Will Change Your Life. Foods That Fight Disease, A Nutrition Guide to Staying Healthy for Life. The Snack Factor Diet, The Secret to Losing Weight by Eating More. Noreen's Healthy Kitchen, Eat Your Way to Good Health with over 600 fast and fabulous recipes. And In Defense of Food, An Eater's Manifesto. Yes, it can be quite intimidating and even daunting to eat the things the experts tell us we should. But you can leave most of these books on the shelf. There are a couple that are fairly no-nonsense. Noreen Gillett's told me she's been writing Noreen's Healthy Kitchen for about the past 10 years. It's based on what people told her they need to know as she taught them cooking lessons over the years.
And it's what I needed to know as well. I have a problem with my weight. If I didn't eat the way that I do, I would probably weigh about 100 pounds more. And I'm not joking. This obesity runs in part of my family, so there is a predisposition. I would prefer not to move. I would prefer to sit and eat everything in sight. I'm a sweet freak. I love candy. So I had to find a way. I was having a problem. I was borderline diabetic, and my doctor read me the Riot Act. And by changing what I was doing and cooking the way I was and writing it down and putting it together in a book, hey, that's what we got, Noreen's Healthy Kitchen.
As she was putting the book together, Noreen kept an eye on the latest diet and nutrition information that came out without making it the most important part of her recipes.
There's no magic. I learned that a long time ago. There really isn't any magic. It's a matter of balance. But you've got to enjoy what you're eating. And I love my food. I really love good food. I basically eat healthy food most of the time, but there are no no's. I eat pretty well everything. The things that are less healthy for me, I just eat less of the time. And I've learned to eat lots of vegetables. I grew up as a kid, never ate a vegetable. My mother used to make me sit at the table with tomatoes on my plate, and I wouldn't budge. I would just sit there for 2 hours and the veggies never disappeared. I ate the bread and I ate the eggs, or I ate the chicken, or I ate the whatever else there was, all the starchy stuff. But vegetables, forget it. I just wouldn't eat them.
What you get instead of admonitions to eat your veggies is a full slate of straight-ahead tips on healthy eating and simple, tasty recipes. And it's not as scary as some of the other books out there, like Mindless Eating by Brian Wansink. Wansink is the director of the Cornell University Food and Brand Lab. His book reveals the results of studies done at the lab and elsewhere and shares some fascinating facts about how our surroundings affect how we eat. There are studies that show foods labeled as low in fat actually make us eat more, with disastrous results, and other studies that show foods packed individually, like one or two cookies per package, will make us eat less. The book also examines the strategies fast food chains use and why some restaurants play soft, slow music and others crank up the pace and the volume. Of course, if you're Michael Pollan, your shadow would probably never cross the threshold of a fast food place and maybe not even a supermarket. Pollan is a professor of journalism and frequent contributor to the New York Times Magazine. His new book, In Defense of Food, slams the science of food nutrition. Nutritionism means you eat food strictly for what health experts tell you is in them, such as omega-3 fatty acids, beta-carotenes, and antioxidants. Pollan told The Current's Anna Maria Tremonti that's not actually a healthy reason to eat.
People have eaten for lots of other reasons, and still do in other places. They eat for pleasure. They eat for a sense of community. They eat to express their identity, you know, and they eat to celebrate. You know, eating is ritual. But we have reduced all that to this obsession with health, and which, as it turns out, isn't very good for you. What I call the American paradox is that the more we worry about health and food, the less healthy we seem to be.
Pollan says there are even an increasing number of North Americans suffering from something called orthorexia, which is an unhealthy obsession with healthy eating. That's pretty scary. Pollan advocates getting back to eating real foods, as in nothing your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize, food products that make health claims, and my favorite, food products containing ingredients that are A, unfamiliar, B, unpronounceable, C, more than five in number, or that include D, high fructose corn syrup. Following his advice won't be easy.
If you do want to escape the Western diet, you are going to have to make food a bigger priority in your life, which means two things. You're probably going to have to spend some more money and some more time. And I'm arguing that that's worth doing, that the savings in health and the added benefit, just in terms of your happiness and your family's well-being, will make it worthwhile. We have convinced ourselves we're too busy to cook. I actually don't think that that's true for many people. I don't know about you, but I can put a good meal made from Whole Foods on the table in 20 minutes and a half hour.
Pollan's manifesto to his readers is, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. It's a diet for the future that comes from the past. It also sounds very simple, but start taking a look in your cupboards, fridge, and freezer and see how many items you're left with. Pollan doesn't include recipes in his book, so get out Noreen Gillett's book. Putting the theory in practice with the recipes should give you plenty of food for thought. I'm Don Genova.